So the topic today is Christmas in the schools. Now, you know, we only have about 29 minutes here, so I do want you to write down this phone number if you have a thought. 503-325-0010, because this is a program where we have a conversation with the people who listen to KMUN. And your comments and opinions are welcome. Your questions are invited. Just ask that you keep it civil, keep the emotions in check, and if you're going to rely on sources, make sure that they are reliable. So as I said, the topic is about Christmas in the public schools, and this topic is generated by an informal and small survey that I conducted. And that survey was, did you have a Christmas program or do you have a music program where you got to sing Christmas songs, Christmas carols? And the answer in my small survey was no. And so this was also brought to my attention when, you know, me being the, you know, the songster that never quits, invited people to sing along with Christmas carols, and none of the children seemed to know the words. And, you know, I try to keep my objective point of view on these things. Yes, I am a card-carrying member of the American Civil Liberties Union, but also being a reflective type, I thought, I wonder if the message of Christmas, shorn of its, you know, religious and constitutional elements, you know, regarding establishment of religion or restraint on religion, maybe this might be part of a bigger picture where we've abdicated, where there's the appearance of abdication of the teaching of really important values of compassion, kindness, forgiveness, and charity, which to me really symbolize the best elements and aspects of Christmas. So there are some constitutional restraints on having a Christmas program, having a Christmas pageant, having nativity scenes, and having Hanukkah, the miracle of Hanukkah, and other things, you know, shown in the schools. And I just want if anybody out there has any thoughts on what appears to be the elimination of Christmas music from the schools. And if that's an incorrect statement in my small survey regarding Deschutes County, and Clatsop County is wrong, then I'd like to hear a correction on that from teachers or people that administrators in the schools. They can tell us how they are grappling with the apparently thorny issue of having Christmas music that remains secular or is just, as appears to be the case, avoided altogether by the school districts. So, Christmas in the schools, where's it going? What's happened? What could be the potential fallout of the loss of the message of Christmas through Christmas music? Give us your calls and your comments, 503-325-0010. That's 325-0010. So, with that in mind, to kill time, till you people out there call. There is a very useful and I feel instructive article put out by I don't know what the website, it says www.k12.wa.us, so I'm inferring that that is the state of Washington. And Chapter 8, Religious Holidays in Public Schools. And it's put together in association sponsorship of many cross-cultural, cross-religious organizations. Evangelicals, the First Amendment Center, the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, American Association of School Administrators, Christian Legal Society. So, the issue there is how are school administrations supposed to deal with that? And you say, deal with what? And well, that is that public schools may not sponsor religious practices, citing a couple of decisions from the early 60s, but may teach about religion. While it has, and I'm quoting, while it has made no definitive ruling on religious holidays in the schools, the Supreme Court has let stand a lower federal court decision stating that recognition of holidays may be constitutional if the purpose is to provide secular instruction about religious traditions rather than to promote the particular religion involved. But there, the language there is to be also in the instructions here from the State of Washington flyer that I'm referring to, kind of suggest avoiding the issue altogether. That may be what's happening. We have a caller. This is a conversation with John Orr. What's your comment or question? By the way, thanks for calling. Okay, let's hold. Okay, let's try that again. Thanks for calling. What's your comment or question?
Well, my comment is we're just trying to get religion out of schools.
There's a little bit of background noise there. Is that because you're driving or because you have your radio turned up? Okay. If you're driving, I probably have to suggest that you pull over so that there's no risk or hazards from divided attention. And if it helps the quality of the sound, then so much the better. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'd pull over if there was a spot to pull over.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll just manage. So what's your comment?
Yeah. Well, my comment is I just want to get religion out of school totally. As if religion is bad and the government is knowing it all, you know.
Yeah, that you say they are trying to get religion out of the schools because religion is bad. And by they, you mean who?
These people in Washington pass these silly laws. They have no thought what they think they're doing. It's just a bunch of lawyers, young lawyers who have no thought. They haven't been around long enough to understand what they're taking out of the culture.
I agree with you. There's a cultural question here we really need to examine. Of course, it is lawyers who are involved in the decisions, and it's the Supreme Court that passes judgment on First Amendment issues and establishment of religion in the schools. So, by they, you mean the Supreme Court?
Yeah, but this hasn't gone to the Supreme Court. You know, this sort of thing. I'm sure. You know, I mean. You know, Thomas Jefferson was giving money to the religious organizations to tame the Indians in religious manners. You know, people who are in prison are given Bibles so that they can find the right way. I mean, now we're just. I mean, everyone seems to think that the government has the perfect answer. Who says we have to listen to everything they say? I mean, if it doesn't fit with what your rights, if you feel that your rights are being taken away, then why can't you have some sort of religious program in school?
And in theory, so these decisions suggest, is that you can have them as long as they are devoted to teaching the cultural aspects of religion, but they must not encourage or promote religion. Although it seems to me that if people are singing Silent Night, or they're singing "O Holy Night," and they're beautiful, they're moving, and all that. But if there are some people that feel uncomfortable because the song features prominently Jesus, and because the music itself is moving, it may be considered promotion. Go ahead.
People are confusing religion with history. You know, history is what they're teaching when they're teaching these songs. And when they're teaching about, you know, Jesus being born, by the way, I don't believe any of this stuff, okay?
Okay.
But it's history, okay? Whereas instead of a spirit, you know, we're teaching this, quote-unquote, a religious or a Santa Claus. You know, that is more saint than anything else, and that's a spirit they're talking about there. And that has nothing to do with history other than some sort of fairy tale. You know, but we want to promote Santa Claus so we can buy everything. And forget about religion, you know. I mean, this whole thing is just so silly to me. It's just like it's ridiculous. You know, this country is going in the wrong direction.
Well, let me put it to you this way: since I'm kind of in the position of entertaining and inviting different points of view here, if you were put in the shoes as a child of a Jewish parent, and you resented the idea that everybody would be celebrating Jesus, who doesn't hold the same religious or historical significance to you, it might make you uncomfortable, maybe?
Yeah, some people celebrate George Washington. Some people celebrate Thomas Jefferson. Some people celebrate Abraham Lincoln. You know, who cares who you're celebrating? I mean, I don't take offense if you celebrate Washington or if you celebrate Lincoln, if he did something I disagree with, or some other president. You know, Jesus was just a person, you know, and if someone wants to celebrate a person's life, what's wrong with that?
I guess just for the sake of argument, maybe there's a difference between historical figures and religious figures.
Yeah, very well. What's the mix up call religion being the bad thing? No, okay. It's a historical figure. You know, it's okay for people to pray in this country because they're praying to a historical figure. You know, we're allowed religious freedom, but the word is not religious freedom. It's historical freedom, which we're being denied here.
Yeah. Okay, I got another caller. Thanks for the call. I'm going to take the next caller. Bye-bye. Yes. Next caller. Oh, they're gone. Oh, maybe. Oh, let's try it again. Is it flashing? It's not flashing. Okay. Well, I guess that was improvident on my part. Yeah, they're gone. Sorry about that. Please call back. And because we do want to hear all our callers, this is KMUN, A Conversation with John Orr, 503-325-0010. Thank you for calling Conversation with John Orr. What's your comment?
I've been watching this for many years and often surprised by the amount of time and energy spent on some fictional person, historical fictional person that all this time is wasted on. And from my point of view, I could see all religion taken out of the school, so offending no one. So you wouldn't have a Jewish person worrying about a Christian, worrying about a Muslim, worrying about a Kwanzaa, and stick to teaching something that's reality, like speaking English, science, chemistry, languages. The amount of time that gets spent on this fictional stuff around the holidays and year-round just reduces probably 5 to 10% of the time a kid could be learning something useful. I'm going to hang up. That's my opinion. So you have a nice day.
Thank you very much for your call. And that that question, that pointed question or comment rather, you know, it kind of dovetails with a broader topic that I considered for doing for today's show but may do in the near future, and that is, where do our children get instruction on values? Some might argue that maybe our kids are not getting the same kind of values instruction that they once did. Of course, there's the obvious suspects, the smartphone, consumerism, commercial color, commercialism. Just the bye-bye, the bombardment of advertising and the glorification of murder mysteries and, you know, action, violence, guns, all that. So maybe if we accept the premise that there is a problem with values, maybe a declining level of civil discourse, civility in driving, in parking, in talking about political differences, of forgiveness, then the question is where are the children's instructions on values coming from? Are they coming from the parents? Are they coming from the schools? Are they coming from the churches? And where I end up on this one is, except for some significant minority of the parents, the children are not really getting instruction. I'm not taking this position as somebody who would go afoul of the First Amendment. But you know, there was a time where there was prayer in schools. Children knew the seven deadly sins. They knew about the Ten Commandments, and I think it's fair to say that they're not knowing those things. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I guess if you go along with the previous caller, they should be just in the schools anyway. They should just be taught their reading, writing, and arithmetic, so to speak. And the other part, the religion, is a waste of time. But if the teaching of religion or religious history or the cultural aspects of it enlivens and informs people about values that we want those children to observe, Judeo-Christian values, if you will, then the removal of them because of controversy may come at an expense. And the expense might be they're getting less instruction and less knowledge and less provocation of their young minds thinking about values and the choices that they make. And it's playing out maybe in the behaviors and maybe where there are some spiritual deficits. Unless you don't think that spirituality is a part of the human experience, I raise that as a question. I raise it as a concern, and I really invite anybody to call in, regardless of your point of view on these topics, so we can have it out there as a community conversation. The number is 503-325-0010. The topic is Christmas in schools, and the dovetail topic is, where are our children getting their values? Now, where our children are getting their values, there's a study that I was reading that said that children are getting less from their parents because their parents are getting sucked into smartphones and media, and interruptions at a very early age can, I got to take this call, or wait a minute, I got to text this. That if that happens at an early age, that can be bad for the social development and maybe even the intellectual development of the young child. I'll get to that. I'll get to that study in a moment. Let's see, where is that? Well, you know, you get these little blips. Where is it? Working Live Education. LivingValues.net. Let's hope that is it's development. ChangingMinds.org. You know, there's just when you go out there, and this is really an argument for the value of phones, smartphones, or the internet. If you want to find out about something, it's just right there. So anyway, the number here, 503-325-0010. Many of us, particularly my generation, can remember, singing Christmas carols in the school, and it didn't seem to engender controversy. And I remember as a first grader singing "O Little Town of Bethlehem," and everybody in the audience was really, everybody was really kind of thrilled about it. Looks like we have a caller, and here we go. Thank you for calling A Conversation with John Orr. What's your comment or question, please?
My comment is that I think there seems to be some confusion as to what the word values means. You mentioned at one point kindness, compassion. Those sound really good to me. And unfortunately, if we look at history, we see that religion has brought us much to the contrary. Many religions in a long history, whether it's the Crusaders or the various terrorist acts,
Martin Luther,
all kinds of religious groups. So I don't know why you have chosen to equate good values with religious to begin with, first of all. And second of all, why you think that this belongs in the school. The songs that you're talking about, when you have first, second, third graders, even 10th, 12th graders singing these songs, do you really think that they're thinking about compassion and kindness? Or are they fun songs? Even "O Holy Night." Do people really know what holiness means? Do people talk about spiritual issues? taking care of one another, especially those of us who live in this small outlier land by the coast. We do take care of each other, not just in emergencies, but certainly in emergencies when the lights go out, the electricity goes off for 6 days. Right there at KMUN, we believe in taking care of the community. So I think you've got a little mixed up here, the question you're asking and the implications that you're making. And I would, and you are perhaps are familiar with the groups Americans United. I would recommend highly au.org, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which, as you well know, is the law of the land. Discrimination is not justified under the guise of religion. So that's my 2 cents. What do you think?
Well, I have to wholeheartedly agree with you that the history of religion is marred and scarred by intolerance and violence, oppression, and, you know, some of the worst aspects of humanity and wars based on religion and religious intolerance. So I get that. My point in choosing this topic was part of a larger concern, and that is, where are our children getting their values? And I'm not prepared to throw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of, you know, values that are common to the various religions, like tolerance, like charity, you know, caring for your brother and your sister as you care for yourself.
But those aren't religious. Those are values. Those are human values, and they have nothing to do. It's true that many religions, in their best form, in their perhaps mystical form, or perhaps at some point, and certainly by, there are incredibly wonderful religious leaders who have championed these causes, but there are also people who have zero interest in talking about religion. Even the Dalai Lama said at one point, religion, good. Religious organizations, bad. He just said that a year ago when he was visiting in this area. So I don't see why. I think maybe it would be good for you to go back to the drawing board. And the values that we teach when we have a classroom of children and we all get together in a circle and share a story about taking care of the poor and the needy, and not just our sisters and brothers, but all people, so that when we see someone who is housed, unhoused, then we try to figure out how we can help, even if it's just a smile and a good morning, rather than hustling past or making a face at them. So that these are the values that we can teach our children that don't have to do with any particular religion, and certainly don't have to do with once a year pulling out the let's all be nice to each other. Let's try doing it 365 days of the year. And in the schools, however many weeks it goes on, let's have projects where the older kids help the younger kids, and the younger kids take care of an animal, or they take care of the gardens or the trees, where we learn to have compassion, and we learn what it means to be sad for one another, where we learn about what's going on in this country when there's a shoot-up at a high school, where we think about what that could mean and how we can bond together so that that doesn't happen here in our community, and hopefully it stops happening in this country. I don't know why you're connecting it with religion in the schools. As for learning the tunes and people singing along with you, yeah, it's fun. We sang carols when I was a kid, and there weren't very many Christians around, but there's some pretty songs. We also sang lots of other songs, and we also learned nursery rhymes. which are great and could be taught in the schools, but let's talk about values, where they belong. It's in families, in schools, in our community, and in our radio station, and everywhere else.
Well, I appreciate that. I do want to quote from the state of Washington, which has based its advisory in association with multicultural and diverse sources, including your reference to the Flory versus Sioux Falls school district decision. And it says, the practice of the district shall be as follows. The several holidays throughout the year which have a religious and secular basis may be observed in the public schools. Number two, the historical and contemporary values and the origin of religious holidays may be explained in an unbiased and objective manner without sectarian indoctrination.
And that sounds quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Have a little historical background. Unfortunately, most teachers don't get that information. So where does one get that information? That's something to look at. And I think there are plenty of sources. And if a teacher is interested in teaching about world religions and lack of religions and values, then there's a big job ahead of them to make sure that they're going to good source material and not to the garbage that is produced, especially at certain times of year.
Well, I have to take issue if what you're saying is the religion or the teaching of religion, even as circumscribed by the Supreme Court for cultural historic meanings, should be tossed in the garbage can.
No, I said just the opposite. Okay. I said just the opposite. I said I think it would be excellent to teach that. However, one must find good sources, and teachers need to learn themselves before they start putting it in the schools.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is there's lots of material out there. Unfortunately, some of it comes from a dominant culture, which, for better or worse, I'm not even saying it's from meanness or racism or anti-Semitism atheism.
We got to wrap this up. Okay. I got time for one more call.
Ignorance.
Thank you.
The big word is ignorance.
Yes. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day. And this is KMUN. Your comment? Let's see. Where is it? There. Off and on. KMUN, your question. Oh, where are they? Let's try that again. We're running out of time here. Okay, let's try it again. The conversation with John Orr, your brief comment or question?
Yes. I have something.
Yes? Go ahead, please.
Okay. I have something I'd like to ask you. I think that we've had a lot of focus on anti-Semitism, and I think that now we need to focus on anti-Yemenism. The worst Holocaust of this decade, of this probably the last two or three decades, is happening in Yemen right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time for us to focus on trying to get the Israelis to stop their genocide against the Palestinians.
We're a little off topic there. The topic was about how do we teach children values in Christmas, and we have no more time. But I certainly share your concerns, particularly about the use of U.S. military exports to facilitate the death of innocent civilians, particularly in Yemen. And so we'll leave it there. And thank you for all of your calls. This has been the conversation with John Orr. And let's see here, get the right buttons going. There we go. So, yeah, we're coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. So we will be back next week at 9:30 on Friday with a conversation with John Orr. This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN, Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, and streaming live at coastradio.org. If you missed this broadcast, you can catch it at coastradio.org, our website, under podcasts, under conversation. And I know this is probably an uncomfortable topic for some folks, and that's the tension of living in a democracy that's dictated by constitutional values, and that's an ongoing thing. And so I really appreciate your tolerance and your understanding. Maybe we'll pick this up again. It's not an easy one, but it's an important one because we do need to be protective of our children's values, those values of tolerance, compassion, kindness, which seem to be perhaps in a bit under stress and distress at this time. So we'll leave it there. See you next week.